Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Seems like computer encryption is all over the news these days, and more so in the wake of the horrible mass shootings in Paris and San Bernardino. Politicians, of course, are screaming that terrorists are using encryption to defeat law enforcement efforts to keep track of what terrorists are up to. A fact not proven in either of those cases yet, but which is probably true in general. So we hear Prime Minister David Cameron in Great Britain say that all encryption should be banned in the UK. We hear Mitch McConnell, majority leader in the US Senate, saying that there should be no way for terrorists to send messages that law enforcement can't read. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton encourages Silicon Valley software firms to be, quote, more patriotic and to figure out ways to let government have access to all messages that anyone sends or speaks anywhere in the world, including in this country. And there are only a few of the politicians around the world calling for what is effectively an end to encryption. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of politicians and high-ranking law enforcement officials who want their governments to be able to read or listen to everything that's written or said by anyone, anytime. And they're not only from the US or the UK or Europe. They're also from China and Sudan and Vietnam and Saudi Arabia, all bastions of freedom. The problem with all of these howls for banning or otherwise defeating encryption is that they are, unfortunately, technically illiterate, and that they would essentially make the world a much more dangerous place instead of a safer one. Recall that encryption is simply a way of sending a message that no one can read if they don't have the key that, figuratively speaking, unlocks the message and transforms it into a readable, understandable form. If, for example, you sent a love letter to your significant other that you didn't want anyone else to read, you might move all of the letters two places to the right in the alphabet, so that in your note, the letter A would actually mean C, the letter B would actually mean D, and so on. Your spouse would know that this is the code that you two use to communicate, and so could easily read the letter, and his or her heart would leap. Anyone else wouldn't be able to make sense of it. This is, of course, a very trivial example of coding, but you get the idea. Over time, much more sophisticated ways to send secret or encrypted messages have been developed. Since the advent of the internet as a primary means to communicate, encryption has grown tremendously fast. But in every case, there has to be some way for the receiver of an encoded message to get the key that the sender is using so that the recipient can then decode the message, but no one else can. These days you hear terms like the Diffie-Hellman protocol, or RSA encryption. RSA stands for the last names of the three fellows who invented it: Ron Rivest, Adi Shamir, and Leonard Edelman. Remember those names. We'll hear them again soon. So, here's the technical question. What would happen if a government decided to ban encryption, or more likely, demanded that the government be able to get the key to decipher any communication sent by anyone? Remember, any government could, like David Cameron of the UK proposed, call for a ban encryption that the government couldn't decipher. Let's listen to people who are not uninformed about the technical details of encryption, including several people such as Whitfield Diffie and Ron Rivest, who invented today's systems of public key cryptography. Quote, a variety of, quote, key recovery, key escrow, and trusted third party, end quote, encryption requirements have been suggested in recent years by government agencies seeking to conduct covert surveillance within the changing environments brought about by new technologies. This report examines the fundamental properties of these requirements and attempts to outline the technical risks, costs, and implications of deploying systems that provide government access to encryption keys. The deployment of key recovery-based encryption infrastructures to meet law enforcement's stated specifications will result in substantial sacrifices in security and greatly increased costs to the end user. In addition, these infrastructures would generally require extraordinary levels of human trustworthiness. End quote. Whoops. Letting law enforcement have a key that would open any encrypted message, as FBI Director James Comey has called for in this country, would result in, quote, substantial sacrifices in security, end quote. It may be instructive to recall that the governments of China and Azerbaijan, to name a few other countries, have recently made the same demands in their countries. Oh, and by the way, that quote is taken from a report written in 1998, when Hillary Clinton was in the White House as First Lady. Back then, the issue was something called the Clipper chip, a secure hardware chip that was supposed to allow the government to listen in on any message. It never came to much. It was cracked within 2 days of being introduced. Then came the calls for so-called golden keys that would open any encrypted software message. That occasioned the report from what were arguably the 11 most knowledgeable scientists in the country at that time that the quote above came from. Fast forward to 2015, and to another report that studied the impact of providing governments with so-called golden keys so that governments had access to any message sent anywhere by anybody. Quote, today we are again hearing calls for regulation to mandate the provision of exceptional access mechanisms. In this report, a group of computer scientists and security experts, many of whom participated in a 1997 study on these same topics, has convened to explore the likely effects of imposing extraordinary access mandates. We have found that the damage that could be caused by law enforcement exceptional access requirements would be even greater today than it would have been 20 years ago. End quote. The title of that report, by the way, is, quote, Keys Under Doormats, Mandating Insecurity by Requiring Government Access to All Data and Communications. End quote. As Yogi Berra once said, seems like deja vu all over again. But just why would demanding government access to all data and communications weaken overall security? Why could such a mandate undermine the security of the entire internet, from sending email to making an online purchase to obtaining a medical test result from a hospital? That is a big and important question, and we'll take a look at it right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.